Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Finance Services, or DIFS, is urging residents to open a bank or credit union account ahead of tax season, as the federal government has ended the issuance of paper checks and now delivers tax refunds electronically. To help residents without existing accounts, DIFS is promoting the Michigan Open Account Coalition, or MOAC, which connects consumers to low or no cost checking account offered by nearly 40 financial institutions across 67 Michigan counties. These accounts allow users to receive direct deposits, including federal tax refunds, and access online banking services where physical branches may not be available. MOAC accounts meet national certification standards that limit fees, restrict overdrafts, cap ATM and maintenance costs, and keep minimum opening deposits low. Since its launch in 2022, the coalition has focused on expanding access to safe, affordable banking options, particularly for underserved communities. DIFS also reminded consumers that assistance is available for unresolved issues with financial institutions through its consumer hotline and online complaint system. For more information about opening an account or participating institutions, residents can visit michigan.gov/DIFS open account. And some major improvements are being planned for one of Sanilac County's parks. The Sanilac County Park Commission plans to address accessibility issues at Lexington Park. One of the key upgrades is replacing the and winding the 5-foot-wide bridge with a wide pedestrian bridge, which links the south campground section of the park to the north day use section of the park with the new 8-foot-wide handicap accessible bridge. Some of the other improvements that are being planned include a new 8-foot walking trail in the day use section of the park and to change the tennis courts into pickleball courts. However, that work will depend on a county receiving funding from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund Development Grant. The Sanilac County Park Commission is in the process of filling out the paperwork for the grant, so it can be submitted by April 1st. There will also be a public hearing on the proposed upgrades and grant to be submitted to pay for the work. The hearing will be 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 3rd, at the Sanilac County EOC building at 95 Dawson Street, Sandusky. The hearing will cover both the recreation plan review and the specific grant application process. And when we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Flock license plate reader cameras are the newest piece of crime-fighting equipment, but they have become a controversial issue in Lapeer County. Flock LPR license plate readers cameras are used by law enforcement to help identify vehicles involved in crimes, locate missing people, and recover stolen vehicles. The cameras capture images of license plates and vehicle characteristics, which helps with searches and sharing alerts. In November, Sheriff Scott McKenna requested purchasing 24 cameras to install in various parts of the county. The issue of the cameras came up again at this month's county meeting. The initial cost to buy the cameras is $104,600. After that, the annual cost is $83,500 per year for 4 years. The key issue with the cameras is weighing the matter of public safety against privacy. During the meeting, more than 24 people spoke of their concerns about some of the other issues the cameras could be used for and how they impact a person's rights. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
The overall pattern remains cold and a bit unsettled as a series of weak surface disturbances move across the Great Lakes, which is typical in this cold pattern. Otherwise, cold high pressure surrounds the entire Great Lakes region and will do so through the weekend. Partly sunny and cold this afternoon, 7 to 11, north to northwest winds at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation 20%, dry conditions fair, 50% humidity, 50% of the possible sunshine. Clouds tonight, 4 to 8 below zero, north to northwest winds at 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation 20%, dry conditions poor, 70% humidity. Partly sunny, 5 to 9 above tomorrow, north to northwest winds at 5 to 15. A 20% chance of precipitation, dry conditions fair, 50% humidity, 40% of the possible sunshine. Snow showers late tomorrow night, 0 to 4 above, cloudy with flurries Saturday, mid-teens. North to northwest winds at 10 to 20, chance of snow 50%, just a trace expected. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Merlin.